Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sonia, the supervisor here in the fraud department. Can I have your first and last name?
It's Pamela LaSure. What is your name again?
Sonia, one moment.
Sonia, okay.
Okay, verify your email address.
Pamela LaSure at gmail.com.
Telephone phone number.
Phone number is 929-523-3353.
And your shipping address?
127 West 183rd Street, Apartment B8, George Henry, Bronx, New York, 10453.
Okay, that information you verified over this recorded line was correct. Looks like the tackle bag was ordered on that September 20th.
What the? I'm sorry, I'm a tackle bag. I don't even know what that is.
It's a book bag.
Oh, book bag. No, I did not order that.
Okay, it looks like it was.
Look like what?
No, you go ahead.
No, I was saying, no, I tackle it. I said, no, I did not order it because I don't even know what it is. You said it's a book bag, but I have no use for a book bag.
Okay.
Like with those book bags that kids carry to school nowadays? Or is it like a briefcase?
No, ma'am. It's like a tackle bag, something you take on a trip or fishing or something like that.
So that's sort of when you said tackle. I was thinking fishing, you know, but I know I have no, you know, recollection of ordering anything like that. And from which company did I order it from?
It was ordered from this company.
The Knicks?
No, from this company.
What's the name of your company?
Third Party Call Center.
No, I never even heard of you guys.
Okay. So the tackle bag was ordered on September 23rd, where you had to pay the shipping and handling for the product. Looks like they also signed up for the Factory Direct Savings Club membership, where they give them 48 hours to call in to cancel it to keep from being a member. Being a member gets them a $125 gift card to the Best Consumers Gadgets Club, which is an online web store. You receive that $125 gift card each month you're enrolled as a member, and it's $67.32 a month. Now, you are stating that you did not place this order on September 23rd, correct?
Definitely. I did not place this order, no.
Okay.
Actually,
it looks like your account is in chargeback.
My account is in what?
Looks like the charge is in chargeback.
What does that mean?
It means you've already filed a dispute with your credit card company or bank, and that dispute was lost.
That dispute was what?
Lost.
Lost?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, can we reinstate or whatever? Because I did not make this order, and I don't have $67 to pay out for something. I don't even know what it is.
It's nothing we can do.
What do you mean there's nothing you can do? I don't have the product, and you're just going to take my money?
Well, you've already filed the dispute, ma'am, and the dispute has already been lost.
Well, no. I called the bank tomorrow because they told me I can call their claims department and they can do something about it. But they gave me your number, so I figured I would try you first because I don't even know what you're talking about, a tackle bag, a tack bag, a book bag, and I don't even know the name of your company, and I don't know how they got my checking account number, you know? But I will change my checking account after, but I want my money back. Because I don't have that item. It was not delivered here. You said September 28th? 2 months ago almost? A month ago?
Ma'am. September 23rd.
Okay, almost.
The charge was made on October 1st.
Oh, wow. I have no idea. I call my checking account regularly, and I never heard anything about this charge. First time I'm hearing about this charge. I call my checking account regularly because I have a lot of auto pays, you know? And I called my account regularly, and it's the first I've heard of this. But there's, so you're telling me there's nothing you can do on your end to reimburse me my money?
No, ma'am. We can't refund. We won't be able to issue a refund on that charge.
And again, why not?
Because you've already filed a dispute with your bank or credit card company, and that dispute was already lost against this company.
Lost? I don't understand the word lost. What do you mean by lost?
Lost, like you lost the dispute, ma'am. You didn't win.
Oh, I lost it. It's true. They refused six, whatever, right?
Yes, that's what lost me.
Was they caught on a credit card? You can send a credit card or a check, and I called my bank, and I don't. So it was charged. The charge was made to my checking account or my debit card or something. Can you tell me that much?
Credit card ending in 1715. It's a Visa.
But that's my debit card, and that card was that card was lost. Uh-huh, and I have a new card issued to me from that card. Okay, that's good to know. So I called the bank because I lost that card one day. I called it the same day it was lost, and they issued me a new card. That card is no longer valid. I have a new card because they issued me a new card because I reported that card stolen. I mean lost, not stolen, lost. Okay, so I called the bank. I can't call them till Saturday morning. They said tomorrow's some kind of bank holiday. Do you know about anything like that?
Yes, ma'am. Tomorrow is Labor Day.
Oh, tomorrow is Labor Friday. Because they told me I can call them Saturday morning, so that's what I'll do. And that charge is placed on the debit card ending in 1715.
Correct.
On October 1st.
Correct.
Okay, well, I give them all that information to see because I got to get my money back. I don't have it, and I don't even have the item. You know, if I had the item, I could send it back, but I don't even have the item that you're speaking about. A tackle bag. Okay, well, thank you so much. So when I lost my car, somebody must have used it, you know?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, thank you so much for taking the time to explain it to me. I appreciate all you.
Thank you.
And I will call my
bank
on Saturday. Okay, do you have a good weekend?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.